This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show broadcast number 239 for Wednesday, January 24th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are falling back Wednesday morning due to a lack of support from comparable oils. The March canola contract loses $3.40 at $635.80 per ton, and the May contract gives up $3.10 at $640 per ton. Chicago soy oil and soybeans, along with European rapeseed, are moving lower, but there's some support coming from gains in Chicago soy meal and Malaysian palm oil. Modest upticks in global crude oil prices are trying to underpin vegetable oils. Stat Canada reports the December canola crush is higher than a year ago. StatCan says more than 943,000 tons of canola were crushed last month, producing about 402,000 tons of oil and more than 549,000 tons of meal. StatCan also reports December canola deliveries are lower than a year ago. Last month, 1.075 million tons of canola were delivered, less than the 1.311 million for December 2022. As for all grains, deliveries are lower as well, with 3.64 million tons last month versus 4.072 million a year ago. Canadian National Railway is warning of delays at East Coast ports due to disruptions in the Red Sea and the Panama Canal. CN also says volumes going through Vancouver and Prince Rupert could soon increase. The Bank of Canada announces it will keep its key interest rate at 5%. That's seen the Canadian dollar give up larger increases on Wednesday morning, but the loonie remains higher at 74.23 U.S. cents compared to Tuesday's close of 74.19. S&P Global projects U.S. farmers to plant 85.5 million acres of soybeans this year. S&P forecasts 93 million acres of corn and 11.1 million acres of spring wheat. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are slightly lower on Wednesday morning. The March contract dips a penny at $12.38.5 per bushel. March soy oil drops more than 6 tenths of a cent at 47.59 cents per pound. March soy meal is up $2.40 at $363.50 per short ton. Chicago corn is higher, with its March contract adding 3 cents at $4.49.5 per bushel. Chicago oats are lower, with its March contract losing 5.5 cents at $3.65. The U.S. wheat complex is higher, with Chicago March up 3.5 cents at $6. Kansas City March tacks on a penny at $6.19, and Minneapolis March bumps up 2 cents at $7.01. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, January 24th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.